This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The World Health Organization issued an appeal on Monday for all countries to do more to protect people from the dangers of tobacco and secondhand smoke. In the last 15 years since WHO's Empower tobacco control measures were introduced globally, smoking rates have fallen. An impressive 70% of the world's population are now shielded by at least one protective measure, including taxes on tobacco products, advertising bans, or smoke-free spaces. The UN Health Agency's latest report indicates that 74 countries protect their population with smoke-free laws in public indoor areas. But more protective measures are needed across the board, WHO said, particularly to protect against secondhand smoke and denormalise smoking. Here's WHO's Director for Health Promotion, Dr. Rüdiger Krecht, speaking in Geneva.
Let's not forget that tobacco use continues to be one of the biggest public health threats, with 8.7 million people dying from tobacco-related diseases every year. 1.3 million of these deaths are amongst non-smokers that are subjected to secondhand smoke.
Despite progress against tobacco dangers in recent years, 44 countries have yet to adopt any of the WHO's recommendations on tobacco control, and more need to strengthen compliance, the UN Health Agency said. WHO experts continue to urge countries to take action against what they've called a tobacco epidemic and push back against the tobacco and nicotine industries. The UN Special Representative for Niger has strongly condemned the seizure of power by force following an attempted coup and the detention of Niger's president on Wednesday. Speaking at an emergency summit on Sunday, the head of the United Nations Office for West Africa and the Sahel, Leonardo Santos Simao, said that democratic governance, peace and stability in Niger were at risk. Mr. Simao further warned that this will exacerbate an already deteriorating security situation in the Sahel region before assuring the Economic Community of West African States that the UN will continue to provide aid to vulnerable populations. On Thursday, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres demanded the immediate and unconditional release of President Mohamed Bazoum after a group of soldiers announced the president's removal on Wednesday evening. According to reports, West African nations intend to impose sanctions and threatened force unless President Bazoum is reinstated within 7 days. The world won't end if it warms by more than 1.5 degrees. That's the message from Jim Skier, the newly appointed head of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC. Speaking to reporters, the UN climate expert warned against putting too much value on the target of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, even though UN estimates suggest that countries' current commitments are likely to fall short of this goal. He said that people should not despair if global temperatures were to increase by this amount and encouraged optimism as new measures taken are weakening the impacts of climate change. The UN expert, who has been involved with the IPCC since its foundation in the 1990s, said that over-communicating this Armageddon message will paralyze people and prevent them from looking to solutions. Mr. Skier insisted that the short-term focus should be on expanding renewable electricity to reduce emissions, while in the longer term, technological solutions such as underground carbon capture would become necessary. Caitlin Kelly, UN News.